So this guy holding the traitor sign at Tom Barrack's court hearing today in Brooklyn, New York, had it just about right. Let's talk about why that is. Because justice matters. Hey all, Glenn Kirshner here. So, Tom Barrack, Donald Trump's close personal friend for 40 years, his ally, his confidant, the chairman of Donald Trump's inaugural committee, was arraigned today in federal district court in Brooklyn, New York, on an indictment that charges him with 7 federal felony crimes. What should we know about these crimes? Well, I contend that one of the most important things to know is that if Tom Barrack committed these crimes, then he betrayed his country. Why do I say that? Well, let's look at just some of the Department of Justice press release that was issued about this indictment against Tom Barrack. The DOJ press release says things like, Tom Barrack acted at the direction of UAE, United Arab Emirates, officials to influence U.S. policy. Tom Barrack provided intelligence to the UAE, and Tom Barrack was, quote, disloyal, close quote, to the United States. But there's something else worth knowing about this indictment. The two lead charges in the Tom Barrack indictment are 18 United States Code 371, conspiracy to act as an unregistered agent for a foreign government, and 18 United States Code 951A, which is acting as an agent for a foreign government, the two lead charges. You know what, friends? That's not the first time in recent years we've seen those two counts charged against somebody. Remember Maria Butina, the Russian operative? Let me read just one sentence from a government filing in the Maria Butina case, specifically the government's memorandum in support of pretrial detention. Here's what that one sentence says. The defendant, Maria Butina, a Russian citizen, stands charged with violations of 18 U.S.C. sections 371 and 951A for her role in a covert Russian influence operation in the United States. The same two charges. Donald Trump's friend, ally, confidant, Tom Barrack, is charged with. So after Tom Barrack was arraigned on the indictment, arraignment is just a fancy term for the hearing that's held after the grand jury indicts someone, and at the arraignment, the judge or the judge's clerk reads the indictment to the defendant, so the defendant is put on notice of exactly what charges have been indicted against him. After he was arraigned on the indictment, he was released again by the judge on $250 million bail, which represents only a tiny fraction of his net worth, billionaire that he is. Tom Barrack can probably find $250 million in his couch cushions. And the judge released him so he could go live in his $15 million mansion in Aspen, Colorado. You know, folks, if a young man steals a woman's purse, he could very well be looking at pretrial detention. He could be jailed pending trial. But, you know, if you're a billionaire friend of Donald Trump's who's been indicted for crimes that constitute a betrayal of your country, It's off to Aspen with you. Maybe Tom Barrack thinks, you know, that's a hardship because, you know, it's not ski season. The whole thing reminds me of a Bob Dylan line when he said, steal a little and they throw you in jail, steal a lot and they make you king. But justice eventually will come for Tom Barrack. And justice matters. Folks, as always, please stay safe. Please stay tuned. And I look forward to talking with you all again tomorrow.